right, like I said earlier, you're going to need your safety gear on to make it all the way through this edition of Rosie on the House. We have got a ton of material. We'll be covering just a little bit later 20 ideas for under $500 to help catch your buyer's eye, improve your curb appeal. 20 ideas for under $500.
And can we do a quick wrap-up of the mesquite beans?
Oh, we didn't wrap up mesquite beans?
No.
Okay.
You're done, but I'm not.
Okay.
So I just want to encourage anybody who's interested to go to the desertharvesters.org website. Out of Tucson, it's an amazing association. And you be sure you read about the aflatoxins so you know what you're getting into. So you
can
be careful.
I saw the word poison.
Toxin.
I saw the word poison
relax,
in the article.
Relax.
Desert.
You Cajun man who will eat anything. No. You don't
desert get to. Harvest.org.
Harvesters.
Harvesters. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dot so org or dot com?
Org.
Org. Got it.
And so, anyway.
Should I say it one time all the way through correctly?
How about I say it? Desertharvesters.org. Now you got me doing it. I just wanted to say, you know, there's some really cool benefits to eating the mesquite flour. It's high in potassium. It's 40% protein due to the beans. It's 20% sugar, so it is sweet. You taste them first to make sure they have a good sweet flavor before you harvest them, because there are some kind of yucky ones. So you want to make sure it's sweet. Lysine, which is really a beneficial, I guess it's a mineral maybe. Manganese, iron, zinc, and of course lots of fiber. But for the big gluten-free craze, it's also gluten-free. So you just have to make sure that you, you have to make sure you mix it with a flour that's not wheat. But Rosie's laughing because I showed him last night, if you haven't seen J.P. Sears, go to Facebook or YouTube and look up J.P. Sears and find the one a little skit he does on gluten-free intolerance and how you can become gluten-free so you can be cool, even if you're not, you know, required to eat gluten-free. It is a good belly laugh.
The ultra-spiritual life.
Yeah, he's got quite a few silly ones, so we got a good laugh out of that last night.
So does that wrap up the mesquite bean topic?
My favorite one is what if meat eaters acted like vegetarians? That's the best one.
J.P. Sears?
Uh-huh. Spears.
Like Sears Roebuck?
No, Spear, I think.
Spear.
No, you better look it up because I think I wrote it down. It's J.P. Sears, I believe.
Like the department store, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Funny guy. Funny
so should
guy.
We say that all the way through one time correctly?
J.P. Sears, Facebook or YouTube. He's a funny guy.
Hey, like I said, you're joining us in our living room for a conversation here at Rosie on the House. So welcome to the conversation. This is what it sounds like in our house. I can't believe how hard I made you laugh the other night.
What were we talking about?
What was
Which
it
time?
It was at lunch.
When we were all together?
Yes. When I started a story.
And Romy was over, and Julia and Katie, we were all gathered together because Julia was at the house, and Rosie started a story, and all the girls, well, Julia not.
I would say, I don't think Julia was included in that.
Okay, Katie and I jumped in to finish the story because it was a really cool story, and then we both stopped at the same time because we realized that we had just absolutely overtaken your story.
And the story?
And I think you probably only would have recognized that.
Because of you?
No. Because you two were interrupting each other. If it was just one of you interrupting, you wouldn't have noticed. But because you were both interrupting each other, I think is what drew attention to it.
Okay. Well, it was about going to out of Africa and learning that mozzarella cheese actually comes from water buffalo. Now, isn't that riveting information?
Like 90% of the mozzarella cheese on the globe comes from water buffalo. Now, Mike, you're a farm boy. You ever milk a water
How does
buffalo?
That happen?
No.
You wanna Google for me, YouTube for me, milking a water buffalo, and I want to see the
Great.
Dude.
Now the engineers are gonna be like, "Where is this search coming from? What's Reese doing over there?"
I just want to know how big your hands have to be.
And
you go 2 days with our goats, and I mean, you almost need to double fist it to get your hand around it. I can't even imagine a water buffalo. Oh.
And string cheese. That's what they make string cheese out of.
I'll never think of it the same.
Yeah. The kids thought that was pretty funny. But anyway, are you done interrupting?
I am.
Are you finished with mesquite beans?
Okay.
Do we have the L.P. Sears?
J.P. Sears. DesertHarvesters.org, J.P. Sears. Yeah.
All right, listen.
Move on.
On a serious note, we've got 20 ideas for under $500 to catch your buyer's eye if you're in the market for putting your home up for sale. 20 ideas for less than $500 that you can do yourself at your home to increase your curb appeal. And you know what they say about selling your home? The buyer has made a decision whether or not that's a house they're going to put an offer on before the front door is open. And then what seals the deal generally is the master bedroom, the kitchen, or the backyard. So you focus on those four areas: curb appeal, kitchen, master bathroom, bedroom, and the backyard, and make sure they're uncluttered, make sure they're clean, make sure they're spruced up and shiny. We'll cover those 20 points a little bit later in today's show. Now, I know we have a lot of tradespeople that are listening to the show because they call me every Monday morning and tell me what I should have said. Rosie, when you got that question, you should have included this and this and this and that. And, you know, after doing this show for 28 years, it's all been great information. So it's added to our database, and it's added to my wisdom and knowledge base. So it's all good. So those of you that are experienced carpenters, experienced to the point where you could actually run a job, schedule it, do the quality control, but maybe you're a little tired of working down here in the valley. My good friend, Tom Riley, runs an incredible design-build company up in Prescott called Renovations, and he is in desperate need of a lead carpenter. So any of you that might want to take the chance this summer, before it hits another 115-degree day, jump up and interview for a position with Tom Riley. Name of his company is Renovations, and he's looking for lead carpenter. And on that topic, let me just tell you, if you're in the trades, get to my website, rosieonthehouse.com. Plug in the area of the state you'd like to most live and see who is on our referral directory. Any one of the people that are on our referral directory, I promise you, would make a great place to work. And I don't know anybody in our directory right now that isn't hiring people. Step up in your career and join a Rosie on the House team member.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.